Chris Smith. And now we're moving on to the main section of the programme, and we're looking at meteorites. Why? Well, one of our team, Connie Orbach, won a meteorite last year from the Science and Technology Facilities Council, the STFC. They're the main funders of space science and astronomy research in the UK. This meteorite took some time to arrive, and we were all very excited when it did turn up to unwrap it. And we discovered that it was picked up in the 1500s in South America. So Greer Jackson made it her mission to find out as much about it as she could, starting with a chat with the new owner.
I'm not going to lie, I've never wanted a meteorite before, but now I have one, I'm incredibly happy.
And it's come on quite a journey to get here, because we have been waiting in the office for weeks in anticipation of this meteorite.
I think I'd say over 2 months. It's been a long time. So I won it. It was an incentive to fill in a feedback form. And they said it would take a while because they said, we have to order it. And I was like, where from? Do you order it from space? How do you order a meteorite in this day and age? But no, I think they just ordered it from the meteorite store, which apparently exists somewhere. I'm holding it now and it's...
About an inch long, isn't it?
Yeah, about an inch long, half an inch wide, kind of bumpy. It's black, but with a silver tinge to it when you look at it in the light. And the thing that really strikes you when you get this is that it's really, really heavy.
Yeah, I'm still shocked. I mean, even though we were pretending to open it, I'm still shocked at... I thought it was packaging, like how heavy that is. I mean, that's maybe a kilo, maybe?
You think? It's definitely at least a bag of sugar. So that's how I do my measurements. So it's at least half a kilo. And it feels like a visual illusion every time you're holding it, I think, because it just doesn't match up. But my brain is thinks something's wrong. And the other thing that it came with is a lovely little sign telling me a bit about it.
Dare you pronounce what it says?
So, obviously, I'm fluent in Spanish. Campo del Cielo.
Very good.
From Gran Chaco, this is tricky. Gran Chaco Guallamba, Argentina. Found, and so this is how I know they didn't order it from space. Found in 1576. It's really old. I mean, it's space rock, so it's really old. But it's like really old to this world too, which I thought was quite amazing. And then it's got the kind of what it's made of. And the main thing is iron. And that's why it's so heavy.
Do you know anything more about it? I mean, I'm thinking meteorite, comet. I'm not entirely sure I know where these things overlap.
I have no idea.
I mean, given we've all been so excited, none of us have looked anything more into it.
No, not at all. I was just excited I was getting a meteorite, but actually probably not sure what that is. I just know it's space rock of some sort.
So I'm going to make it my mission to find out as much as I can about this rock.
And if you can get some form of certificate, I'll be particularly happy.
So, a certificate and as much as there is to know about this lump of space metal as possible.